Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
What age is old? With people living longer, many adults will be feeling younger for longer. But there's nothing like Gen Z to humble you. According to a survey in the UK, young people now consider 53 years of age to be old. So, do you agree? Well, joining me now to discuss it is Barbara Scully and Cathal O'Sullivan. Good afternoon to you both.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Barbara, can I go to you first? 53 is old. That's harsh, isn't it?
Listen, when I was young, when I thought 53 was old as well. Do you know what I mean? It depends on your perspective. I thought 40 was old when I was. I remember being in school and working out what age I would be at the turn of the millennium and the century. I'm thinking, oh my God, I hope I'm still alive. And I was 40. So, do you know?
It is. It
depends on your perspective. What I have a problem with is the fact that the underlying thing of this is that old is bad.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I kind of am pushing against all the time, is that we think that everything that's youthful and young is positive and everything that's old is actually negative. And that's the bit that I have the problem with.
But also, Barbara, there's more and more talk these days of the chronological age, obviously the number of years we're actually alive, versus the biological age, which is the wear and tear of our bodies and our minds, and, you know, at the cellular level. And there is more focus on that now because we have a different age based on our fitness, you know, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm 64. Both of my grandmothers were dead by the time they got to this age.
Really?
Because 60 back then was seen as being very old.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, even when I compare myself to my mother, who lived to be 86, I know in her 60s, like, I'm laughing when you said about biological age, because I won't bore you with all the details. But for various reasons, I decided a couple of months ago I needed to strengthen my legs. So I, among other things, decided to join the gym, which was a very scary prospect when you're 64, let me tell you. But anyway, I joined the gym. And one of the biggest eye-opening things that happened was when I go to the gym, which is our local community gym and it's brilliant service, I would say on most of the times when I'm there, which would be during the day, the majority of people are over 50. They're not. It's not full of gym bunnies and younger people. It's full of people my age, a little bit younger and a lot older, who are working out. So I think that we are the first generation who have probably recognized the fact that we need to work on our muscle strength and stuff like that in order to maintain our independence for as long as possible. And that's great. My mother wasn't aware of that at all.
Yeah.
And certainly the earlier generations weren't. So, yeah. But I mean, I'm laughing when you said about the biological age, because the first thing that happened when I joined the gym was I had a session with a PT who said he was going to do various things with the machine and various other things, and he would determine my biological age. And my heart sank to my boots. And I thought, oh God, this is going to be so depressing. And he said to me, your biological age is actually 64, which is the age I am. And I thought, that's a win. That's great.
That's a win. And you're only starting your gym journey.
I said, I'm good. I'm delighted with that.
You're spot on. And the fitter you get, that number obviously moves down. So it could have moved down already.
I don't actually care. What I want to be able to do is get out of a chair without using my hands. I want to be able to walk. I want to be able to maintain my hips and my knees for as long as is physically possible, do you know?
Yeah.
So that's what it's all about. It's all about kind of just being independent, I guess, and being able to look after yourself, you know, because as you do get older, your body does, obviously. I mean, it's like a car. You can't expect it to keep going for 60 odd years without having any issue. There will be issues.
Yeah.
And it does take a little bit longer. But the amazing thing that I have learned in the last few years in particular is that your body does respond to exercise and to, working out in the gym, you know, carefully and with somebody who knows what they're doing, that it does respond. And that's terrific, you know.
Of course it is. Yeah. Stay with me, Barbara. I just want to get Cathal and his take on it. Cathal, would you say as a younger person, you can give us your age profile now in a sec, that 53 is old?
I wouldn't. I'm going to leave with that. I wouldn't say 53 is
you're
old.
Afraid, you're because you're afraid to.
But as someone, I suppose, who falls into the Gen Z bracket by just 1 year, so Gen Z is 1997 to 2012.
Yeah.
I was born in 1998. I'm turning 28 in October this year. So I would not consider that old now. But like Barbara says, I suppose the younger you are, the older you think an age is. So when I was, I don't know, in my teenager years or maybe even younger than that in primary school, you always thought anything above, geez, 30 or 40 was old. You considered that to be ancient. But I suppose as I get older and as I become, I suppose, an independent adult who kind of looks after themselves and stuff like that, you start to realize that you have so much life ahead of you and age is just a number. And actually growing old and getting old is such a privilege. And being able to, I suppose, go out and do things like Barbara says, going to the gym and stuff like that at an age where you still feel able to, it's an honor to be able to do that. And like I talked to my parents, I talked to my mother before I came on here asking her, does she think 53 is old? And she said she doesn't feel old now. And that's the way, I think that's the way you have to look at life.
Of course you do. And Barbara, it is absolutely about a mindset, isn't it?
It is. And it's about not fearing getting older. Like what Cathal said there is absolutely right. You know, time flies by. I remember being 28 and now I'm 64 and it doesn't seem like that long ago. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So time goes, every year that you live goes faster than the one before. So Cathal, you know, just hang on tight because you're going to wake up someday and you'll be 64 and you'll go, where did that go? Where did it all go? But I think the thing we have to be really careful about is, and really acknowledge the fact that we live in a really ageist society and in an ageist world. And that's something we need to kick against. We all say things that are not true and stupid, but they kind of reinforce the idea that getting older is a disaster. You know, we say things like, oh, it's all downhill from here on in. Oh, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You know, oh, I'm having a senior moment. All of that stuff does my head in. Because as you get older, you do gain wisdom, which can't be learned. It can't be studied. It's from hard life experience. And everybody's life has its ups and downs and its tragedies and its joys and its, you know, challenges and all the rest of it. And that is where you gain wisdom. And we should really treat older people in a much different way than we do now, because they really have that wisdom, that breadth of experience, that context that younger people cannot have.
The life because, lessons, you know, that they can only share and educate us with.
Exactly. So that kind of wisdom is really, really important. And as a woman, I think that we are subjected to much more ageism than men are, because it's all wrapped up with how we look, which is, you know, the same old, but it gets worse as you get older.
Yeah.
When you're told you're meant to be fighting lines and wrinkles and all that absolute and utter baloney, which is impossible.
But it's hard to avoid that, Barbara, do you not think? You know,
it's
looking
really hard
at
to
ads
avoid
and
it.
Marketing and, you know, getting sucked in that you need the latest cosmetic cream or whatever it might be, you know?
But it's really, to me, I think it's really important. It's very hard, as you say, to kick against it and to ignore it, but it's really vital that you do.
Yeah.
Because one of the things as a woman you realise, especially when you're postmenopausal, I would say 60 plus, you realise that you have a whole other third, perhaps, of your life to live with a freedom, and where your worth is not around how you look. It's around a whole lot of other things, your stories, your experiences, you know, your opinions, all of that, your wisdom. That's what your worth is about then. And if you're going to constantly be looking in the mirror going, oh, Jeannie Mac, look at the line and the wrinkle and I need to do something on my hair and this and that and the other, your face and your body is going to change. And you can get preoccupied with fixing that and spending an awful lot of money. You'd be far better off putting your time and your energy into making yourself happy by enjoying the freedoms that come with being older.
Mm-hmm. And the knowledge, as you say. Someone says it should be 64 years young. Someone else says, I feel like all our ages paused with the pandemic. I'm technically in my 30s now, but identify as being in my 20s. And I think I will forever. I kind of get that. I'm about 35 in my head. You know, we kind of pick an age
change.
That suits us.
That doesn't change. You know, you still, you know, I don't, you know, there isn't a 64-year-old mindset that I now have, which is different, I think, than when I was 30s. I'm still the same. You actually become more of yourself as you get older, because the joy of being 60 plus is the freedom of it. You know, my kids are raised, you know, I'm free of a lot of the pressures of being in my, well, not my 20s maybe, but certainly my 30s and 40s. I wouldn't go back there if you paid me to go back there.
Yeah.
I would not go back there because it's hard. It's really hard bringing up kids, paying mortgages, careers, jobs, all the rest of it. Whereas now, those pressures have eased and it's time that you can kind of really, especially for women, that you can really enjoy stuff that you couldn't have enjoyed in the earlier decades. And as the person who said 64 years young, I'm happy to be 64. I'm happy to say that I am older than most people. That doesn't bother me in the least.
Yeah, it's
because
liberating.
I see getting old as a, and as Cathal said there, you know, it is a privilege. By the time you get to 64, you'll have lost friends along the way who didn't get this far.
And so that sharpens it, doesn't it? Let me just read out a couple of these because they're great texts, actually, and very encouraging. Middle age and old age is whatever age you are, plus 10. It works right up to your 90s, someone says. Mm-hmm. And someone else says, hi, guys, I'm 71 in July and just finished a new bungalow in July last year. I'm living the dream. I'm in the pool every morning at 6:30 a.m. and cycling, etc., and still doing a little taxi work as well. 71 See? Years of age. Not
there
a bother.
It's your mindset that is really important, and minding your body, because you will hit bumps and you will hit things that need to be fixed and replaced and whatever. But it's your mindset that's really important. Embrace all the good stuff.
Yeah. 50s is not old. I started a very active, physical, successful business at 55 years of age. I'm now 61 and hope to continue well into my 70s, all going well. It keeps me fit Brilliant. And my brain active.
Absolutely. That's great. That's really great.
They're lovely texts and they are very encouraging, actually, you know. But it's true, Barbara and Cathal, it is about perspective. I bet you've changed your perspective, Cathal, in particular, over the last few years, have you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think more than Barbara, I do a lot of work in things like theatre and community groups and stuff like that. And you often see people my age in their maybe their early 20s or later 20s connecting with people who are in the age bracket of kind of maybe 55 and above. And it's really, really lovely to see people sharing lived experiences through groups like sports and theatre groups throughout the country. And I think anyone who is in that Gen Z bracket who does think that 53 and above is old needs a little bit of a wake-up call, needs to maybe go out and meet some people in that age bracket and hear about their lives. And it's about sharing just, I suppose, all your experiences and just finding a common ground.
Yeah, keeping a young outlook on everything. Speaking of which, by the way, Barbara, you only started a stage show in the last recent years, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yep. Yeah. This is my latest incarnation is as a comedy storyteller. I toured a show for the last year and a half, which was called Older, Bolder, Wiser. And I'm about to start my new tour, which is called Because I'm Worth It, because that's the phase I'm in now, because I'm worth it, right? I am center of my own life. And there's certain things I don't do anymore because I'm just too brilliant to do them, like flying Ryanair. So, my new tour kicks off in Swords this Thursday, and then I'm in Chewham on Friday night, and then I'm off. I'm in Wexford on the 23rd of May. I'm in Tralee on the 13th of June, and I'm in Dunleary on the 23rd of June, all on my website, barbarascully.com. And again, it's all about the positives of being older. Have a laugh and hopefully go out the door feeling better about getting older than you did when you came in.
Exactly. Shift the attitude. Barbara, the very best of luck with the live tours.
Thanks,
I've heard brilliant
Anna.
Reviews. Great to chat to you. Cathal, brilliant to talk to you too. And thanks a million for taking part today. That's Cathal O'Sullivan and Barbara Scully.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.